You're live.
Good evening, everybody. We'll get started. Welcome to Community Charter Commission. April.
What's that?
27th. We are audio recording this meeting. We have been almost all of our meetings. We will plan to post the minutes. Actually, we need audio as soon after the meeting as possible. Tonight's meeting should be an interesting one.
What is this book?
So, do any members of the public have any comments? We don't have any minutes to approve. Sally?
Huh?
Oh, sorry.
I
Good evening, commissioners, and congratulations to all of you. I wish to thank you for your dedication, your hard work over the last year and a half to produce the document you will sign tonight. I also thank you for the opportunities you have given me to be a public voice. That public voice is my constant advocacy, and I hope we will retain it in our city's government. Mazel tov.
Any other member of the public wish to speak? Okay. On to the draft report, the final report. I did receive some little things that I could give to you guys to comment here. I had to do some formatting, but hopefully everybody has seen it. Hopefully everybody likes it. Everybody who I didn't hear from was okay with it. We have one suggestion that Brooke has made, and I believe she just handed out to everybody. So what I have done is I prepared the final report as is. Her edit is on page 5, so the rest of the report will be unaffected. So if we want to make this change, we can just replace page 5 and still sign tonight. So, Brooke, do you want to explain what you're doing?
You know, you knew the last edit was going to come from me.
I know.
I read through the report today. I am so impressed with the work that you all, that we all have done. This report reads beautifully. It's a powerful and persuasive document. There's one issue that I wanted to bring to our attention, and it's a choice. Under the explanation of major changes section and the city council, we did not mention in our draft that one of the major changes was that the council could be that every citizen could vote for every member of the council. And I think that's a major change, and B, it's an issue that we have clearly used to explain the advantage of why we are doing away with councils elected by only 550 people or more, and allowing everyone to participate. So my suggestion is that we add,
it's the first paragraph.
A second insert sentence, quite brief, that would say, this structure would allow all residents to vote for all councillors.
So Brooke asks unanimous consent that we include that sentence. Is there any objection?
It's
in the first paragraph on page 5.
I mean, it certainly is implied in what we've said, and we've referred to it elsewhere, but it's not listed as a major change, and I think that it should be, because it is. And I think it's a real positive part of our case, our sort of pro-democracy case.
So Brooke asks you to include that sentence. Is there any objection? All right, we don't have that sentence. Again, what I'm doing is just replacing exclusively page 5 in the report that was sent around because the rest of the page is the rest of the report is unaffected by that. And due to the pagination, it stays. At this point, any sort of a motion would be in order. Would anyone like to make a motion? Second.
Motion to recommend the charter as we have amended.
We'd like the motion that we adopt this as our final report. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Seconds. Into discussion. Any discussion on that motion?
I have a question. So as the final report, are we approving both the report and the charter itself all in one?
Yes. Yes. The draft of the charter is a component of the final report. As I understand it, Marilyn, time correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. I would suggest that I would request that the chairman make this vote by roll call.
We will take a roll call vote. Before we vote, I will say I intend to support the motion. I also want to thank you all. I have had a very wonderful time serving on this commission with you all. I expect that we will have more work to do as we go on, but certainly the biggest thing that we will have to do is adopt this revised charter. I am very proud that I believe we're going to do it unanimously. I think you all worked incredibly hard. I think I was thinking about it last night, actually. I was thinking about a bunch of things last night, but everyone contributed. And I was thinking through it. I was thinking through all the articles, all the times we had, and everybody contributed. Nobody, you know, didn't do their part. It was just a very enjoyable experience for me, and so from the bottom of my heart, thank you all very much. I intend to support the motion. Any other discussion? Okay, then we will go around. Rana Kibbo?
I vote in favor.
We're doing it by roll call, so that everyone gets to say yes or no.
Aye.
Chris Neal?
Aye.
Brooke Lipson?
Before I vote, I just need to express my admiration for my colleagues on the commission. I've worked on a lot of committees and a lot of boards in my years, and I have never worked with a group of people who have been so intensely and devotedly committed to doing the task that was given to them. I'm in particular in awe of Karen, who has kept our minutes and held our feet to the fire, detail to detail, at just week after week, and as it turns out, month after month, and enormously in awe of Josh, who has managed to keep track of every motion and the amendments to the motions, and then be able to get them on paper, and was up obviously at 2 o'clock this morning. putting that last version out. I am so enamored of Rana and her passion, and of Chris and Howard, who have been really in the game all along and fighting for what they thought was right, for Jane, who is fervent, if nothing else, in her, because she doesn't always win. And Anne, who does unending research. Brian, I'm sorry, I missed you. I didn't mean to miss you. You've certainly done more than you can share. And let me just finish by saying how much I have become a fan of Marilyn and Tanya, who, without whom, we actually could not have gotten this done. I think it was Brian's idea, actually, to hire them in the first place. And I thought, well, maybe we can do this on our own. I now realize clearly that we could not have, and I am such fans of all of yours. Great plaudits, and I vote aye.
We'll record that as a yes, though. Thank you. And Lerner?
Yes. We'll keep it simple.
Brian Barry?
I just want to thank you all so much, and I vote aye.
Jane Franz?
I as well would like to thank everyone here. It's been a pleasure to work with all of you, and an experience of once in a lifetime kind of experience that we've had here. And I vote aye.
Thank you, Carmen.
The Staples logo or whatever, that was easy. I can't remember. Well, it has been an incredible journey. I can't thank you all enough. I think about our first meeting when we just sat here at this assignment and how everyone put together that project plan and ended up being so brilliant. And we did the way it all fell out, we did have enough time to work through everything, and we made time when we weren't sure, and it was a really genuine experience. It was full of all of the emotions that you experience, I think, when you're taking on something serious and important, and so working here, within here, and working within our group, and also working with the public, it has been a real growth experience, so thank you, and I hope I...
Karen Howard Hayward.
I missed a lot of meetings. I had some challenges health-wise in the past year and a half, but this has been just a delight for me. I think participating really helped my recovery, to be honest with you. When I wasn't certain that I was able to come back, I was so anxious too, and I think that lifted my spirits or my energy to get back on my feet. I was in the hospital an awful long time, and just that alone did this damage by itself. But one of the things I like to do, you know, I've been around a long time and served on many different committees and participated as a citizen. I like to thank Sally. I really mean it. I appreciate so much you being here. I believe every single meeting but one.
A couple of us.
Yeah. And sharing good, solid information, your personal feelings and the feelings of other people. And I'm telling you, it makes a big difference. And I appreciate it very, very much. That's what makes our city great, is by having people like you who participate in the public process. I vote aye.
Thank you, Howard. Well, I vote aye as well. I guess as the, I'd like to quote Barry Manilow, who I just found out he's gay. It was a big surprise to me, but looks like we made it. Congratulations, that's 9-0. The motion passes. I will bring the signature sheet down into the leather on the table, and we can all sign. And then we'll just decide when we're going to meet again.
Are we done?
Yeah, no one can sign.
Yeah.
I recommend you sign. So.
You don't have 20 pens.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
It's great.
Yeah, no, really. Come on. No, really.
Right.
That's right.
That's how I justify it with Tanya. Every time I call her for something, or you want a conversation, I want to have your learning.
You know, just like...
I
think they want us in here.
Oh, picture.
You know, just like ever, would it be hot and hot?
Do we want to arrange by size here? We should have two.
Just, I'll be at the end.
I think that we have to have this in the middle. Between Ronna and Brian, or we won't have anything symmetrical.
What's that?
They're offending our sense of symmetry.
We don't know symmetry. It's highly overrated.
Let's talk about it. Let's find a menu.
You know, they say the most beautiful people have less symmetry.
There you go.
Okay.
I have less.
I've heard the opposite of that, actually. Babies like symmetrical
Karen,
faces.
Karen, it's just you and me.
Karen.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
We're not done.
No, no. Done's the wrong word.
We're done.
You're done with
the
thing.
We're done with this chapter.
We're done with
this thing. It's this chapter, right?
Oh, okay.
We all signed. So that's that. Hang on. Freeze it.
Well, that's a good call for us to get on that.
What's that? A picture of the base?
It's signature.
As backup, Josh loses it.
Well, there's that too.
Oh, that's... you know, social media, no big deal.
That.
Maybe one is a picture. Picture.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
You want to hold up the report?
Yeah. Oh.
Really
well.
With the website.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Congratulations.
Thank you. Who invited them inside the rail, just out of curiosity?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yes.
So if folks want to meet again in May, actually, we don't need to meet in 2 weeks, but if you want to meet, like, maybe, I think May 24th, we should have time reserved a couple of tables so we can get back together and talk about, you know, those three, at least those three outstanding items, which was...
Senate budget?
Like the city council, things like that. We also need to hear from the city council when, as I understand, Marilyn and Tanya, oftentimes the charter commission will come before the city council for the present their report. So once we submit this, I'll try and touch base with David or maybe Council President Lennon and see if they can set aside a date or let us know when they'd like us to come.
So what about the 24th? Is that a
24th is one of our two regular dates.
Oh, I know, but it's...
So we can set aside that evening to just get together and talk about the remaining tasks before us. Or not. I mean, we can leave it open if people don't want to. Just that might be nice to have at least the time set aside and we know where to meet.
So the 24th will be the next time we get together, folks?
Yes.
Josh, that's Senate Budget Week.
So that's not going to work?
Not going to work for me.
Okay, we'll leave it open. We'll email around and we'll see what date works. Okay.
As I say, I'll see you on the 19th.
That's right. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, everyone. We are
here.
Marilyn, thank you guys.
All right.
Seriously.
They're going to see you guys.
Yeah. Well, she, Marilyn's going to be away, but I'm going to help. What is that?